Talking Heads from the Chartered Institute of Internal Auditors.
The Chartered Institute was delighted to welcome Paul Skinnader, experienced internal auditor, LGBTQIA plus champion, and a member of the Chartered IIA's Scotland Committee, for an in-depth discussion on authenticity and the importance of being able to bring your whole self to work. His interview forms part of a special dedicated content series on diversity, equity and inclusion, for which we've paid much attention. On behalf of everyone here at the Institute, we thank him for his time.
Authentic leadership for me is really important because it's about energy, and if you spend lots of time masking or filtering, as I like to call it, that's time and energy that you're spending on that can be redirected elsewhere. And for me, I'm an LGBT member, and I, when having conversations with peers, would filter out where I'd been, what I'd been doing at the weekend. So I'd give them enough information, but I was consciously filtering venues or other things because that would avoid any awkward conversations that I didn't want to have. But I was genuinely asking and listening to other people. So to my peers, I was asking them about their weekend because I wanted to know about their weekend. But when it came back the other way, I was doing that filtering piece. So the bring your whole self to work, I think, is something that I really stand behind. And what that doesn't mean is leave professionalism at the door. So we can still be professionals, but bringing your whole self to work allows you to be more authentic. And that authentic piece to me is really important because in our roles, we need to build trust very quickly. So when you're going out and auditing and you're asking people questions and you're asking people to be open and honest with you, then being able to have those genuine conversations, genuine professional conversations, I think is a cornerstone to being able to do good audit work and to be able to build those relationships very quickly. Because in most audit roles, you're going from one stakeholder to the next stakeholder. And when it comes to influencing, back to the good old what's good to do when you're influencing, it's about trust. And it's about sharing a bit of your experience so that the other person starts to build that trust and rapport with you. And I think if you being yourself, you know yourself really well, so you're not having to overthink things, and just being you can help with that trust and help build that relationship. And I think when more people start to be authentic, bringing themselves to work and other people can see that, then I believe that it makes people feel more comfortable to be the same and see what it is that others are doing. And just if there is a guard up, letting that guard down enough that their energy is going in the right direction, that they're having good, genuine conversations, and that you're starting to build that trust, which will help with the audit process as well. We're all humans and we all observe behaviours and we react to certain types of behaviour. So if you come up against someone that you think is not being authentic, then you might not be as open and transparent as one would want you to be. So I do think there is a benefit to that. It does come back to having an inclusive and therefore diverse environment. I think one leads to the others. I do think tone at the top is terribly important as well, because when we're looking for comfort and assurance in what we're doing, especially in challenging situations, then you look up for support. And if you look up and what you see is entirely different to what's out there or who you are, then that can be a bit of a challenge to put your trust in your leadership to help as well. I think groupthink settles in quite quickly at the top as well. So if you surround yourself with people who are the same, think the same, have the same background, then as much as that groundswell can come up, then it's not going to stick, in my view. So having that diversity around the top tables and then coming through the organisation, I think there's a benefit that more quickly will be pervasive across and through the organisation. I think it's great in teams that you can start to build those genuine relationships, which we do in teams, but for a an organisation to benefit, I absolutely think that the top and the middle, so from a cultural perspective, that tone at the top, but also that quite often that blocking middle piece, because that will stop going through the organisation as well. So I think it needs to be connected to all parts of the organisation. So a few things that I've seen in organisations that I've worked in. One is reverse mentoring, so having someone who is an LGBT member, they have a mentoring relationship with a senior person or someone who's interested in knowing more, and therefore you create that environment where you can ask questions. So the senior person who is, in this instance, the mentee, they're benefiting from the knowledge, the experience, and being able to ask the questions that they may not feel comfortable asking in a different environment. They benefit from that. And the colleague who is being the mentor is benefiting from that senior relationship that they're having with that colleague. So I think that is one way that you could do it. And other, I think a really important role is for allies, and allies of everyone, and that sounds a bit different, but if there's something that you want to know, being an ally and supporting starts from a good place, and therefore you can ask the questions, or because you've got that trust with the person that if you say something that isn't quite right, then they can help you with an understanding, and it's not about correcting, it's about helping with that understanding. And I think where the intent is genuine, then, as I say, that should help marry up with the impact, or allowing the person who can bring the knowledge and can bring that different perspective, them also feel comfortable to stepping back in and correcting or sharing more information. I've also seen in an organisation I worked in where we had something that was really powerful called Words Count, and that covered where if there was a colleague who was leaving early and you've got someone who's trying to be jovial and saying, leaving early part-timer, whereas actually that person was in at 7 o'clock in the morning and they're leaving early because they've got carer responsibilities, through to people saying, oh, that's just so gay, that impact that it has on colleagues can be really quite difficult to challenge back, because it's that gut feeling of having to have that conversation that is often easier to avoid it. So what was rolled out in the organisation was quite simply Words Count. So if someone said something that had an impact on you, you could say to them, Words Count. And it was then the responsibility of that person who heard Words Count to either reflect on what they had said and work through that themselves, or open up the conversation so that they could benefit and learn from it. And if that continued, so if you'd almost given the warning of Words Count and that continued, then we knew that we'd given them the opportunity, then it could be addressed more formally, because they weren't taking the opportunity to reflect. But for me, that was extremely powerful. We rolled it out in induction so that the people knew that they could challenge. And when you heard Words Count, others would just perk up as well and almost benefit from the understanding of what was said to what should have or could have been said. The role of allies, I think, is extremely important, because when we talk about women in leadership positions, we should all be interested in benefiting from that. When we talk about BAME, we should all be interested in benefiting from it. When we talk about LGBT, then we should all be interested in benefiting from it. We had a great ally for our LGBT plus network and group internal audit, and that really helped us. So that gave me the comfort that I had the support, and often that's all people needed, a little bit of support, and they will go a long, long way. And we shouldn't just think that people are comfortable, things have been done and things have moved on. We should always seek to support further. And I think being allies of each other is extremely powerful.
Thank you for downloading Talking Heads from the Chartered Institute of Internal Auditors.